You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, well, something strange happened since the last segment of the show. We're back live tonight, this Saturday evening, October 21st, on our 13th year anniversary. Something strange happened. Food was served, and we lost the room.
Everybody's gone to eat. Now, everybody's out there getting their food right now, and so we're going to let them get resettled. Okay, yeah, sure, Sam. Let me get that one potted up for you. So everybody's getting resettled.
Yes, they are. One of the cool things, James, I've been able to kick back. Friday night, last night, you and I spoke together. Incredible slideshow presentation,
Sam,
about the media. I didn't get a chance to say this because we were so close to the end of the other segment when I jumped on there for a second. By the way, we're not taking callers these 3 hours because we are live and there's so many guests in such a popular room. We're just not taking calls. We have the ability to network-wise, but it's just too crazy to take calls. And so it's all local live radio here tonight at the incredible 13th year anniversary for TPC, the Political Cesspool, syndicated by Liberty News Radio. But last night, James and I had the chance to speak together, and man, we had a slideshow of about 20 slides chronicling how I got into radio, how Kirk Crosby got into radio, how James Edwards got into radio, some of the cool things we've done at the National Press Club, how they hated, or they loved James on CNN in 07, now they hate him. We chronicled that. We chronicled the incredible, epic 2016 year we had with the Trump family. I mean, it's like we're all just one big family now. It seems like they love us and they hate us and they don't know what to do with us and, well, they're coming back for more kind of stuff. We chronicled an incredible year. We talked about going to the me speaking to a couple of hundred sheriffs. We talked about how James Edwards got attacked by and loved by the Donald Trump administration and then attacked by the Hillary Clinton. What do you call it? Failed run for president is the best description. Meltdown run for president. Epic fail by the Hillary crew. And we chronicled all that and all the way through the election going to the Republican National Convention, hanging out with Ann Coulter and all kinds of congressmen, senators, governors, the like. We even went into a congressman's office who was about to turn us away till he found out we were associated with a political cesspool and James Edwards. And instantly we got brought into the inner sanctum, if you will, and spent time with a good congressman. We covered that. We covered the epic event, not only at the National Republican Convention in Cleveland, but all the way to the inauguration of Donald Trump. Front row seats for Jared Taylor and James Edwards. It was an epic coverage last night. Slideshows, sound bites, the whole bit, catching the mainstream press in their fake news lies all the way through. It was a delightful experience. And I hope the crowd had fun, but Sam and James had a great time with the tag team, letting really the political cesspool family kind of in on some of the behind-the-scenes details and discussions, including the epic road trip with the Copperhead. Sam Bushman made friends with Matt Felak, and then obviously with the judge, we got this incredible photo where I'm sitting in the judge's seat and not guilty multiple times through our epic trek. As multiple talk show hosts on Liberty News Radio. So there you go, James.
It's been an incredible journey with Sam Bushman and the Liberty News Radio Network. And we talked a little bit about that last night. I'm glad that Sam got the whole cord a little bit longer, a little bit more extensively, because he deserves it. And we talked about how we both got into radio, how our paths collided, and how we have been collaborating ever since 2009. And it's just been an incredible experience. It's been an unprecedented experience. I think if you look at the places where this network has been able to go, this network and our two respective programs have gotten our audiences into places that no other organization pulling in this direction could possibly get. Credentialed to Trump rallies, credentialed to the Republican National Convention, front row at the inauguration of the President of the United States. That's what your support has made possible. And thank you, Sam. I want to thank you again, Sam, from the heart, in front of everybody assembled here tonight and to the ears of everyone listening around the world, and truly around the world. I just received an email from someone who says he is tuned in live, this very minute, tuned in live from China, and how much he wishes he was here with us in this room
in Eddie's living room in Memphis, Tennessee tonight. So hello to you, my friend in China. We love you, and we wish you were here as well. So that's the political cesspool. I mean, it is a global reach. It started right here on an AM radio station in Memphis. Yes, he's coming. And it's gone that far. Now, I want to know, we've been here since yesterday afternoon. Eddie's a very generous host and very gracious. We've been here since yesterday afternoon. I have been so energized and so amped on adrenaline and so stressed that I have not had a bite of food since we touched down here yesterday. So what did we have to eat last night? Do you remember, Kurt?
Well, that was at Abby's place.
No. We did go to Abby's early. I meant here at Eddie's house.
Yeah, here at Eddie's. I think it was crawdads, if I remember right. Right, you know, and a lot of vegetables. You know how you love vegetables.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, huh? That's right.
I think, pork loins and grilled pork loins and Atlantic salmon. Was that on the menu? What is everybody eating tonight? What do we have tonight? Chicken and roast beef. Okay, well, that's still good. Is it good? We want everybody to be well fed. We don't want any hungry bellies. And his wife, Brenda's done a wonderful job. Thank you for cooking for all of us, Brenda. Well, we do have fun together, do we not? And the fun's going to continue. So let me give you a preview. We're not even halfway through the show tonight. Can you believe it? Once everybody gets resettled with their food, we're going to hit the home stretch. We're going to round the corner, and we're going to come in hard. We're going to come in hard and fast. And what's going to be happening is more great music from Maestro, that's for sure. We're going to talk to Bill Johnson. We're going to talk to a couple of ladies. We're going to talk to Brad Griffin and much more. And they're all in the room tonight. But let me tell you what we're going to do at the end of the show. Everybody pay close attention. We're going to do something that we did last year. Or not last year, but the last time we were together, which was 2014. We're going to do it again. The last segment of tonight's live broadcast, we're going to have a group singing of Dixie. That is the main event of the whole thing. I mean, that's why we're here, is it not? And when we sing Dixie tonight, live, with the piano, all of us in unison, as I said before, I want you to sing it so loud that they can hear you in Nashville. Do you think you can handle that, ladies and gentlemen? I'd ask for a rebel yell, but everybody's mouth's full of food right now, so we'll have to do that in a few minutes. But we're going to get everybody reseated, and we're going to continue on with the second half of the show. The show must go on, and we're about a minute from our break. So when we come back, we're going to have the one and only Courtney from Alabama. And she's in a minute. She's got about 3 minutes. I'm putting her on call, on standby. Courtney from Alabama. Anybody ever heard or seen Courtney before? Any fans of Courtney in the room? She, too, has been a longtime friend, and she's here with her new little bundle. Yeah, with a bottle in her mouth. You know, hey, how about all the kids here tonight? I mean, we have women, we have men, we have young, we have mature, I think. But we have a lot of kids here, and mine are also Isabel, my daughter, 7 years old, and then Henry, going to turn 3 in a week. My son's birthday, less than a week away. We'll be back right after this, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. Take it away, Christopher.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at kosher-tified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Kosher-tified app will be your start. Download it now at kosher-tified.com. That's K-O-S-C-H-E-R-T-I-F-I-E-D.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Well, Virginia Abernathy notwithstanding, you've heard from a lot of men tonight. How about from a pretty lady? Would anybody like to hear from a pretty lady? Okay, Courtney has been a listener of the program for a long, long time, and she, I don't know if it was a text or an email, but she got in touch with me a few weeks ago, and she made me aware of a certain issue, and I said, well, you're going to be at the anniversary conference, so why don't you just come on the show and share with the entire audience, both here and around the world, what you have to talk about, because I thought it was important. Now, remind me and everyone else what that was, and then take it away.
Okay. I haven't really... Okay. Normally when I'm on the show, I write a script out usually and have it all planned out, but I've, you know, gotten married, I have a child, so it's... I'm not as prepared as I used to be. But, so I'm going to kind of, you know, just... ad lib tonight, but my husband and I, we were thinking of doing the 23andMe soon. I know a few people in here have probably done that, including some of my friends. We were thinking of doing that, you know, just having a child recently, and, you know, we just, you know, it's, we want to know, it's just, we have general ideas based on our family histories, but we just think that would be fun to do for her and everything. I was watching a bunch of YouTube videos on it recently where people of all sorts of different races were reading their results, and it was just so interesting how, you know, you watch all the commercials for it, and it's like they try to pick the most mixed race person they possibly can and put them on there, and they say, oh, I'm this, I'm that, I'm that, you know, like they try to portray it as, you know, that's how we all are, I guess, when we take it. But if you watch YouTube videos of people reading off their results, it's interesting because every single, like, whether it's a Filipino or someone from the Middle East or, you know, a white American, it's like everybody tends to have the same general patterns in their ancestry for their group. Like if it's a Filipino, they tend to have the same percentage East Asian, same percentage Pacific Islander. Middle Easterners tend to have the same cluster. And it's amazing to me because, you know, they on all of their advertisements, they try to downplay, you know, how real race is, but it seems like for every group, you just see the same pattern within their group. And, you know, white Americans, you know, they have the same clusters, you know, Western Europe, Great Britain, you know, Germany, you just see similar percentages for each group. So, I just thought it was interesting because my husband and I were thinking of doing it soon, and I know a lot of you in here are already ahead of us on that, but so it's nothing new to you or anything. But yeah, that's what I wanted to touch on because I just gotten done watching a bunch of videos on that. And I just found it very, you know, fascinating, and so I'm sorry, I'm nervous.
That is interesting, and yeah. Now, but if there's anything you'd like to conclude. Anything left to conclude on that? Because there's something else I'd like for you to talk about.
Okay.
Any other thoughts on that before we move on?
Well, I guess that's it on that. I mean, I don't know enough about it because, you know, we haven't done it yet. But just, you know, just based on what I've been seeing, the advertisements versus what you actually see in the results when people make videos on it, it's just fascinating. They want you to think that race isn't there, but, you know, it's definitely a reality. I'm sorry.
Race is real. Race matters. What is it that Richard's? I can't. Hey, all right, come here. All right, one of the race is the foundation of identity. Okay, there it is. That completes the trilogy.
Yeah.
Now, one of the times you were on the show, you were on to talk about Southern cooking. So now here is a fine specimen of, well, she's Courtney from Alabama, so you know she's an Alabama lady. A Christian, a Southern woman, a wife, a mother, and you were and a cook. And you were on with us one time to talk about Southern cooking. Do you remember any of that appearance?
I do. That was that was another like last minute.
And you brought us cookies.
Oh, that was the first time I came up. But that was kind of a last minute topic. I throw together a lot of last minute topics and. I don't know how I even managed to survive 5 minutes on the air sometimes, but that was the last minute thing I decided to do, and yeah, I thought it ended up going pretty well, even though I, you know, was kind of thrown together at the last minute. But
I thought it went very well. I remember. Yeah. That's why I'm asking you about it now, years later.
Well, okay. What's interesting? Well,
what have you been cooking lately? That's what everybody really wants to know.
Oh goodness. Well, actually, my husband does some.
He's a Cajun.
Yes, my husband's Cajun. He does some. He does a good, you know, a good crawfish boil and then royal and then. I'm sorry, I'm so nervous tonight for some reason. I haven't done this in so long, and then he does a good gumbo and I like to make shrimp and grits a lot. and
Danny, isn't Shrimp and Grits also a clothing company now?
But I have to make it spicy for him every time, so
extra spicy.
Yeah, whatever I do, it has to have a lot of spices in it. So
okay, you're not going to get away from you're not going to dodge the question that everyone else has been asked. What do you think about this event, and what were some of the highlights for you?
Well, it's just. It's the first I went to the last anniversary. This is the first time I've come with a child, and it's just.
Is this your child's first conference?
I took her to Ameren.
Oh, where's Jared?
So
Jared beat me to the punch. Only.
It's so much.
My wife's actually holding your daughter.
Yes.
Right now. She's beautiful. She's.
Thank
I mean,
you.
I've got a wild man right here, Henry. Look at this guy. Your daughter's so well behaved.
Oh, I don't know how my husband
been,
and I did it.
Yeah,
I
mean, she's been a perfect attendee.
We're just really blessed. I know the next child is probably going to be, you know, just the opposite.
It's going to be Henry.
Oh. He's precious.
I love you, buddy.
He's precious. But But yeah, it's a wonderful event. It's
now listen, hey, you want to talk about sacrifices, ladies and gentlemen? We all made sacrifices to be here. Everybody in here, you traveled, you spent time, you spent money. You had to get an airplane ticket. You had to pay for your gas. You had to pay for a couple of nights at in Eddie's spare room, and you had to. It was a big expense in terms of time, effort, financial. But you didn't drive how many hours with a newborn in your car? But she did, and was it worth the trip and worth the effort and worth the?
It was. It was 6 hours, so it was well worth it. And she was good in the car. She tends to be good, so it's.
Well, you're glad you came.
I am. I'm very glad I came.
Well, we're glad you came. I'll let you get back to your meal, Courtney from Alabama. Big round of applause. I'll let you go claim your. No, they're saying no, you can't. Oh, look at that. That's what it's all about. It's great to see children in the room tonight. We don't see that enough at these events, but we've got a few in the room tonight. Okay, so, hey, our conversation with intelligent women doesn't end with Virginia Abernathy and Courtney. We have Janice, who's going to come up next. After the break, we're going to hear, where'd our PA? Oh, there he is. No, you're not. It's not time yet. I'm just gonna. You got about 45 seconds. But after our piano player goes back for another 3-minute set, we're gonna hear from Janice. A very important topic. Nice to talk to the ladies. Still coming on the show tonight: Brad Griffin, Kirk Lyons, Bill Johnson, and more. It sounds like they're playing our song, so he's gonna play yours. We'll be right back with more on tonight's live broadcast of TBC right after this.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. North Korea issuing warnings again if military exercises continue involving South Korea and the U.S. Here's the word. America will face an unimaginable strike. The North Korean government is warning that military exercises are hardening its determination that the U.S. should be tamed with fire. The U.S. and South Korea will be carrying out Operation Courageous Channel for another week. So definitely, we haven't heard the last of this. It's been confirmed that the U.S.-backed Syrian rebels have now taken away the de facto capital of the ISIS empire, and there's more evidence that ISIS forces are disintegrating rapidly. That vicious group of fighters is losing its ability to maintain its army and territory and to extend its ambitions. This is something that was unexpected about a year ago when the president was elected and the U.S. military was operating under other rules. However, victories on the battlefield have not eliminated the group, but will hopefully reduce its capacity to recruit more foreign fighters. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
The county sheriff is the first line of defense in preserving the constitutional rights of all citizens. To help your sheriff keep his oath of office, join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. Complete, accurate information has always been hard to find. For news the networks refuse to use anytime, anywhere, click to LibertyNewsDaily.com or sign up to get Liberty News delivered directly to your email, LibertyNewsDaily.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at kosher-tified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Kosher-tified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSHERTIFIED.com.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
I hate that I have to go back on the radio. I want to keep listening to more piano music. I mean, Sweet Home Alabama, come on, and Let It Be, a special request from our fine lady in Missouri tonight. Speaking of fine ladies, I've got another one here right now. She's a sweetheart, and she and her husband mean the world to me. And she had emailed me a couple of weeks ago, I guess it was, and she said, you know, a part of your program, you need to have a woman on your program. I said, I've got Virginia Abernathy. Well, and that certainly counts, but she said we needed a woman to talk about family and women's issues as they relate to the movement. And I said, you know what, you're right about that. And I think you would be the perfect one to do it.
Danny should have done it.
So instead of a speech, we're going to have a little impromptu presentation here during this segment of the program. If I can have everybody's attention. So we've got Janice here. Janice, what was it exactly that was your idea that we should present to the audience tonight?
Well, the main thing is the disarray that our families are in, and the fact that they're not very strong anymore, and the reasons for it. And I think the two main reasons for it are slipping away from our Christian values and our Christian principles. And the next thing would be the feminist movement of the 60s. There was a lot of bad stuff that went on in the 60s. There was the feminist movement, the civil rights movement, and our new drug culture that we still have today. And they're all a culture of death. And so we don't have that. We have this culture of death going on with all of our children today, and it's not been good for the families at all. Another big thing is that the feminist movement is that they really made women hate men. And I think that is such a travesty. You know, we were supposed to be created, man and women, and they have made women hate you guys. And I'm sorry for that, but, you know, it's an awful thing.
You don't hate us, though.
No. I realize God's natural law and natural what he intended.
Natural order,
what he intended.
Well, so you've been talking about some of the reasons why families are in trouble today, some of the root causes. Let me ask you something else. Are there any unintended consequences of working mothers? Now, to be a single working mother is supposed to be the holy grail that one could achieve in today's society. Any unintended consequences of being a working mother, a single mother, et cetera?
Well, just being a working mother, because of the system, I had to work just to make sure that the rent, that our house payment was paid, and that we had food on the table for my children. So it's not just the single mothers, but there's a lot of reasons. I mean, there's teenage pregnancy, delinquency, and unruly of children. That a lot of that started to escalate in the 80s when mothers started going to work almost at the birth of their children instead of when they went to school. And it also, because it made it okay for women to hate men and not get married and not either have a career instead of a husband and and children, then it also raised the whole thing of that homosexuality was okay. It was an alternative lifestyle that was just fine. And it's not. And another unintended consequence of having, it wasn't unintended on the people's part that brought this to us, was the high divorce rate. How many women who are married go to work and their husband's not paying them any attention, but the boss does? Or vice versa. The boss isn't getting any attention from his wife, and this secretary's giving him attention, and all of a sudden they let something come into their marriage and into their life that shouldn't be, and a divorce entails. And then children are in a broken home, not just a working mom home. And so there's a lot of unintended consequences to that.
Okay, so that is a perversion of the family unit. You can see what the actual thing looks like as my son crawls in my lap here in live radio. But what is the biblical picture of marriage?
Well, for the biblical picture, you have to start back with the first three books of Genesis, and that is that God created the heavens and the earth, and then he created man in his own image. Y'all are the image of God. And then he goes and has Adam name all the animals. And in all the animals, he couldn't find anybody that would be his helpmeet. There was a male and female of all the animals. And so he then caused man to sleep and took a rib. And he created Eve, which is woman. And so that means that we're to be the man's helpmeet. That's the first thing, is that we have to be the man's helpmeet. We're not his boss. Which a lot of women, especially in the women's lib movement, we're the boss and the man just does what we tell them to do, and that's not correct. Man is the boss. But then you have also Ephesians 5, 22 through 33 that talk about, in the New Testament, about what a family's supposed to look like. And it says that the wife is to be in subjection to her husband, not to every man, not to her boss, but to her husband. But then it tells the man, which makes being in subjection to him a lot easier, is that he is to love his wife as his own body, and he is to love his wife as Christ loved the church and gave his life for it. You know, it's a lot, it's real easy to be under subjection to your husband when he practices those things, and he has your best interest at heart, just like Christ has our best interest at heart.
I have two more questions for you, Janice. Okay. Very quickly, first of all, how else does all of this that you're talking about, the war on the family, the war on the basic foundation of our society and civilization, the militarization of our women against us and the basic structure, how does that relate to us today?
Well, I think the first thing is that because everybody's working, all us women are working, we're not doing what we're biblically supposed to do. We are not being a helpmeet to our husbands, first of all. We are not raising our own children. But we are also not teaching the younger women, and we need to get back to that, whether even if it's just in the church. We need to get back to teaching the younger women to love their husbands and love their children. The first time I heard that, I go, who needs to teach me how to love my husband and children? And you know what? It would have been a big help to me if somebody would have told me how to do it better.
Well, I'll tell you, I know you and I know your husband, and I think y'all have got it right. And I would ask you this. People, pay attention to this. You may not know this. We've shared some interesting stories this weekend, both tonight and then off the air. When you and your husband were dating, what was one of the litmus tests?
Oh, no, this was before we dated.
All right, listen to this, everybody. It's very important. Tell us the story. We're about to come up on the break.
Unfortunately, I am from a divorce, and so is my husband, and neither one of us. It was not our choice. Both of us would tell you today that if our spouses would have stayed with us, we would have stayed there, even though it was misery, because it was, you know, what God has put together, God, we should not undo.
But that happened. And then...
But it did. But my husband, before we even dated, he said I had to listen to the political cesspool to see if, you know, he wanted to get my, he says, they're really radical. You may not like him. And I listen and go, I didn't hear anything that I was out of ordinary. I didn't hear anything that should say, you know, they need to be crucified.
They had dates via the show, and basically he, or I guess vetted you, or y'all vetted each other based upon your compatibility with our message. And since she liked the show, he said, that's the woman for me. Stand up, Rich. This is her husband right here. Rich, everybody. Rich and Janice.
Which, that is part of my point, is that another thing that I had on here.
Oh, I didn't know you had a
Yeah, I have more. That, you know, for all of you that, I know there's a couple of you that are single out there, and I don't know how many, but you know, it's really important who you date. It's very important that you need to, just like my husband vetted me on things and I vetted him on things before we ever had a date. You guys need to do that too. If you have children, you need to teach your children to do that. They do not need to just, oh, he's cute or she's cute and I want to go out with. No, you need to know what they think, first of all, spiritually, because if they're not of the spirit, your child, they don't need to be with them, period. And then you also, you know, unfortunately, politics is a real important thing. How to deal with money is important. And they have to be, because if you don't have some core values together on these things, you have nothing to build your marriage on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Janice, a fine wife and a fine woman, showing you how it's done. We'll be right back.
Let's hang on and come back to the political cesspool right after these messages here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
I got to ask y'all something. Can you believe what we can do with technology? Can you believe that what's being broadcast in this room tonight is going out over the AM affiliate stations across the country, over the internet, around the world. People tuned in from China, and it's all the message they're getting from this room. Thanks to Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby. Now, I let the ladies sit, but the guys, you have to stand up so everybody can see you. Now, another guy that knows a little bit of something about radio is Sonny Thomas. Now, I know he looks like a wild man, but he's actually a guy that's been out there on the front lines doing a lot of the same work that we're doing, and we're happy to collaborate with him. We're honored that he carries our show on his network. Sonny, tell us a little bit more about who you are, what you do, and how people can learn more about all of that.
Well, I'm a radio host as well as I have a radio network called ResolutionRDO.com. And we feature right now, we have five programs on the roster for each week. We play political cesspool on Wednesday nights from 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and from the previous Saturday. My show is on Thursday nights at 8. I also have the Cat and Dizzy show on Sunday. And then on Tuesdays, I have Radio Free South Africa with Corinne Smith. So we really address a lot of the stuff that's going on with the white movement, the white genocide of the Afrikaners in South Africa, as well as other issues of import. So we cover geoengineering and all of the whole gambit. So good stuff. But the good thing is that anyone who tunes in, if I get one person to make them to go, I've won the game. Another thing I do is I put a lot of programs on cable access that air all throughout Southwest Ohio. So we feature a lot of Jared Taylor's material, David Duke, other people as well. So at least we get a message out there. And I also have the bragging rights to a huge documentary that's out there since 2012 called Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told by Dennis Wise. I had the bragging rights of being the only cable channel in the United States initially to broadcast all 6.5 hours of it. Two nights in a week. So As Seen on TV is now on their DVD on the website.
Sonny is a Renaissance man. He's in radio, he's in TV, and, you know, one of the things that gives us a great amount of legitimacy and credibility is the AM affiliates. But the internet is where the audience is, and Sonny has built an incredible audience, and we're happy that he is also... yet another avenue that people can tune into our work and his good work as well. Sonny Thomas, everybody, one of my old friends from the Council of Conservative Citizens. Thank you, Sonny.
Hey, brother.
Okay, so Brad, you're the only speaker who has not yet been on the program tonight.
Yeah.
And so we would like to do that. Brad Griffin, of course, of OccidentalDescent.com, the scribe of the alt-right, and... again, same question as ever, your thoughts on today's event, what you talked about, and I know there's a few other things that you need to address tonight.
Yeah, I thought it was great. Thanks for having me. Came here from Gainesville, Florida. I was just down there with that Richard Spencer speech. And, we talked about Charlottesville. We talked about Gainesville. And I have a thing right here. It says, do not forget to mention... Are people who are still hostages of the city of Charlottesville. I think it's Borden, Ramos, and Goodwin. There's three, one from Arkansas, one from Georgia, one from
Now, if I understand correctly, yeah. They're still being held without bond on charges that would always be bonded out.
That's correct. The guys who attacked them got bond, and our guys didn't. So it's insane. So
they didn't
situation.
Get bond because their head was intolerant of the punches that they were receiving.
Yeah. I mean, the media recorded DeAndre Harris and Corey Long attacking our guys, and then these three jumped in to break up a fight, and they're been held in jail for 2 months. And, you know, poor DeAndre gets a slap on the wrist.
He got a little more than that. He got, $200,000, some $1,500 Air Jordans.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, $166,000, which he used to buy a rare $1,500 pair of Air Jordans and a Mercedes Benz for being the most victimized victim of white supremacy.
He didn't do nothing.
Whatever. Didn't do nothing. He was just not doing anything. He was standing around
fighting white supremacy.
Yeah, exercising his civil rights when he was just lynched almost by like white supremacists is what his lawyers basically say.
Well, Brad was on the show a couple of weeks ago. If y'all tuned into that episode, and it was the most. I mean, God knows. The amount of press that I've received and the headlines that I've received that are beyond caricatures. But what I saw with that was, it was NBCNews.com, and I believe it said man who suffered attack at the hands of white supremacists arrested on felony charges. Brad, explain why that is back ass words.
Which one are you talking about?
The headline of the DeAndre here. Well, the headline that the media was using, saying, well, basically, he was there and he got assaulted for no good reason, and he's the one that they're charging with a felony.
They declared, you know, unlawful assembly, state of emergency. People started returning to their vehicles. And this guy, DeAndre Harris, and his friends, they follow our people, and they attack them and try to steal a Confederate flag. And then DeAndre, you know, hit struck with the mag line. That set off the huge brawl in the parking garage. And they only showed the brawl in the parking garage and nothing else. And that's what, you know, the media used to portray this guy as the next Emmett Till or Trayvon.
That's why you can't – look, that's one of the many reasons you can't trust the media. But I'll tell you who you can trust, OccidentalDescent.com. I said it earlier today when we introduced him before his speech. This man is a machine. I've never seen anyone who tweets as much, who writes as much, and he writes about everything that you need to know that's going on in this movement. He is the inside man, and OccidentalDescent.com, I am there every single day. OccidentalDescent.com, if there's something going on in this movement you want to know about, Brad will have not just commentary on it, but inside information. Brad is a treasure.
Thank you, James.
Brad Griffin, everybody. Is the Copperhead, yeah, I see him over there by Jared. Copperhead, come on up, buddy. Now, Copperhead has been a utility man for the show for a long time. He's been a correspondent. He calls in. He does all kinds of things. He was up with us in Cleveland at the Republican National Convention. He's a citizens reporter. He's a chauffeur. I mean, there's no job too big or too small for the Copperhead, and he does everything very, very well. And he's been a part of our family for some years now. The Copperhead, have you enjoyed yourself this weekend?
Well, James, I certainly have. What a wonderful event, another great reunion that we're having here in the political cesspool. I remember 2 years ago, we were back here in Memphis, and I didn't think anything could top the 10-year reunion, and I think this
three years ago, if you can believe it. That's how fast it goes.
Exactly, yeah.
I thought I met Virginia the other day. That was 2000.
Yeah, so when you're with family and you're with great friends and like-minded people, time literally flies by as it has. And it's so nice to see people that have returned. They have greater, really beautiful additions to their families and extending their families, which is always the best weapon we have. The best arrow in our quiver is a white baby.
And we have a few. We have a few tonight. We have a few that aren't here, of course. And we have young women in the audience tonight who are going to have even more. Yes, there's something here that I meant to read. Let me see if I can. I'm going to push later here, if it'll let me. Okay, time.com right now. You should recognize the sovereignty of God. Roy Moore on how the Constitution is based on God. Anybody excited that Roy Moore is going to be the next senator from the state of Alabama? Brad, are you excited about that?
Absolutely. The great southern state of Alabama.
So, that just popped up on Kurt's news feed, and I said, yes, we got to be sure to mention that. But Matt,
Alabama has one of the best state constitutions in the country.
Alabama, Sam Bushman off mic right now, Alabama has one of the best state constitutions in the country. I would believe it. That is where Jefferson Davis was sworn in as president of the Confederate States of America, and I would expect no less from that great state. Matt, absolutely. Talk a little bit more about what it's meant to you personally to be a member of the cesspool family. I know you've had to endure me and Keith and Eddie, but besides that,
can you come break bread with the great Jared Taylor, meet people from all over the world, the elite of our movement, you know, the Dr. Hill, the Lion of Charlottesville. You know, where else can you come and meet the elite core of the greatest movement to save the greatest people on the face of this earth? Where else? The political cesspool is definitely offered a venue for this. And I'm excited about Ray Moore also. Hopefully it's going to be Ray Moore today, Ray Moore tomorrow, and Ray Moore forever. to kind of build on what another great Alabaman said many years that will always be true in our hearts.
That wasn't that long ago, if you can believe it.
Absolutely. How time flies.
You know, when I was born in 1980, the 60s seemed so long ago. But now that I'm 37, that was only 15 years before, 10 years before I was born.
You're still a kid. Wait till you hit 40, my friend. But speaking of great additions, I mean, Henry, you know, great son.
Where is he?
Another great addition. It's amazing.
I can't believe he survived this weekend. He's almost killed himself. He almost killed himself on the rolling rack over there.
They're pretty resilient. We think they're not, but thank God they are.
I got an email in right now from a longtime listener. Say hi to Courtney from Alabama for me. Heard her on the air. Courtney, if she's in here. She took her baby out.
Hey, well, quick shout out to my buddies in the Northeast. Of course, we've got Sean Bergen, Scoop.
Oh, yes.
Teddy from Jersey. God bless you guys. Next time. Next reunion.
Jim Lancia.
How could we not forget?
Final hour of the Nice Anniversary Show. We're about to hit our stride. Stay tuned, everybody. Take it away, Maestro.
There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.